scripture reads in John 9, 1 to 7. As he went along, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" "Neither this man nor his parents sinned," said Jesus. "But this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." After saying this, he spit on the ground, made some mud, the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes. "Go," he told him, "wash in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. So the man went and washed and came home seeing. The word of God. We should say amen.
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 There were two nuns living in their old apartment where they housed these nuns. It was a while back and their air conditioner had quit working. So these two elderly nuns sitting in their apartment wearing all of their nun finery. And one looks at the other and says, "You know, sister, it doesn't make any sense for us to be wearing all this and to be sitting in here sweating like this." And the other one said, "Well, it would be so odd, but I guess you're right. It's just us." So they just dressed down to where they just had a little bit of clothing on, keep themselves covered. But they would have been embarrassed if anyone else was to see them. So anyhow, there was a knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. And they just jumped in panic. One of them went to the door and said, "Who is it?" And hear him say, "Blind man." And so, "What do you want?" "Well, sisters, can I come in?" And they talked to each other and said, "Well, if he's a blind man, it'd be okay." So they opened the door. And then this guy walks in holding something about like this, says, "Hey, sisters, where do you want this set of blinds replaced?" We're going to talk about the blind man today, but a different kind of blind man. The blind man that we're looking at is the one who was born blind from birth. Now, this is the only scripture recorded of a blind man who was born blind from birth. There were others, and Jesus may have healed others. That's just not recorded. John says in the last chapter that if everything that Jesus did had been recorded, there are not enough volumes to contain all of it. So we have to believe that Jesus did a lot more miracles than what we have recorded in the scripture. So anyhow, there was this blind man who was born blind from birth. And the disciples are the subject of our message today. We're going to see in the next couple of weeks the Pharisees. They got into it as they have their way of getting into everything. But it's the disciples who pose a question. They say, "Who has sinned that he was born blind? Was it this man? Or was it his parents?" Now, how could it have been that man who sinned? He was born blind. But the Jews believed two things. They believed that you could commit sin in the womb. I mean, I don't know what you do. Maybe punch your mama or kick her or something. But they also believed that if the parents sinned, the sin of the parents could be passed down to the children. And so they're asking a question that they have heard this all their life. And they say, "Who has sinned?" Now, there's some things that I kind of speculate on a little bit. When a person has lost one of their senses, we are told that their other senses are heightened. Like if they lose their vision, they have this keen sense of hearing. And so I think this man probably heard what was being said. And it probably had been said before. Well, I wonder what he did, or I wonder what his parents did that he was born blind. But the truth of the matter, it didn't have anything to do with that. But people, they do that. They think if there's something bad that happens, boy, is God punishing me? Now, I've talked to so many people in 15 years in hospice work, and I'm glad to say that this probably hadn't come up more than 50 times, but there have been people who ask me, is God punishing me? And I say, well, if God's punishing you by making you sick, then God's got some integrity on the line, because there's a lot of evil in this world that he needs to tackle right now. And so I say, no, he's not punishing you. It just happens to be the circumstances of life. We are in this temporary world, in this world where there are struggles, in this world where our bodies have things that happen to them that we just can't help, don't know about, but we trust that God is sovereign. Now, not to dwell in the book of Job, but you remember what Job's wife said. When all the bad stuff started happening, why don't you just curse God and die? Well, thank you, honey. I really needed that. That was such good advice. And then he had some friends that showed up, and they were like, come on, Job, fess up. You got a lot of bad stuff happening here. What'd you do to tick God off? You must have done something. And so you see, the disciples are posing this question then. What has this man done that caused him to be born blind? And the answer is nothing. Jesus said, neither his parents or he himself have sinned that he was born blind. It was just like a congenital defect. It was just something that happened. And now there's a lot of things that happen today that we don't understand. But they said neither. Jesus said neither this man nor his parents had sinned that he was born blind. But this is so that the work of God can be made manifest in him. Well, that raises another question. Did Jesus just say that God decided to make him be blind so Jesus could show up later and heal him? And I don't think that's the case. I think Jesus was saying that in the midst of this person's illness, I've got work to do. And the work that I'm going to do is to heal him. Now, this blind man, I think, is hearing all of this discussion. And there's four things I want to mention that he did. He waited. He didn't interrupt and say, what? What's that? You're gonna heal? What, you know, I'm kind of tuning in on this. He waited. But I think he also was wondering about this whole conversation. You see, he still didn't know who Jesus was. We'll find that out in later verses. But he just knows he's hearing this conversation. What? I'm going to get healed? And then Jesus stepped up to him and had work to do. Now, Jesus spit on the ground and made mud pies and put those little mud pies on the guy's eyes. You know, it might have been good that he was blind and he didn't see that Jesus spit on the stuff that he's putting on his face. So he put them on the guy's eyes and told him to go. And it says he went. Now, I don't know if there were other words in the midst of this, but it says that he went. And I can just imagine, I mean, just think. He tells him to go to the pool of Siloam. And if you remember Siloam, we talked about it when the Feast of Tabernacles, where the rabbis would take a pitcher of water and pour at the altar. It was considered a healing spring. And so he tells him, go to the pool of Siloam. Now, it wasn't just like you or me could just say, oh, okay, it's over there. I'll just walk over there. So he might have his stick. Somebody might stop him and say, hey, why do you got mud on your eyes? And he'd say, well, this guy named Jesus, he put it on there and told me to walk to the pool of Siloam and to wash. And then I would see. Well, that's exactly what he did. He went. And then when he got there, he washed. And he could see. I cannot imagine what that man felt. But we're going to get into some of the things that he says later when we're looking at it with the Pharisees. But one thing that this whole chapter is devoted to the subject of this blind man and the reactions of the different people. And one of the scriptures that we looked at for our call to worship, it's talking about, Jesus is talking about, there are people who see, but they are blind, spiritually blind. Wow, I think we see that a lot today, that they see physically, but there's so much spiritual blindness in our world today. Always has been. That then becomes a message for each of us, that we would examine ourselves. Am I blinded to some fault in my life, something that I want to ignore? Am I blinded from seeing the blessings that God has given to me? You know, we can get so looking at all the problems and not see his blessings. John Newton wrote the hymn that we're going to use for our invitation. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. He was talking about spiritual blindness. John Newton was a slave trader. He had no qualms about it before he found the Lord. But when he met the Lord, he certainly did have qualms about it. And he said, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. This is not a nun story. This actually happened. I used to go to a convent that was like an assisted living home to see a couple patients. Sister Beth, who was like the Reverend Mother, did not like it, the idea of me being a male coming there. So she said, we won't be needing a chaplain. I said, okay, that's fine. Next time we had a patient that signed up for hospice, I actually went there to do the consents, and I met with Sister Beth, and she and I became friends. And she said, you know, Dennis, I think the sisters would really enjoy it if you brought your guitar and played music for them. And those nuns, they didn't really want to hear the hymns. I mean, I started learning things like eating goober peas and make the world go away and stuff like that. But anyhow, we did do Amazing Grace. And one of those sweet ladies, who's probably in her 80s, she says, Dennis, I don't like those words, wretch. I'm not a wretch. She said, I like it if we say, saved one as me. And I said, well, sister, I said, the Apostle Paul said, here I am teaching a nun. I said, the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, oh, what a wretched man I am, who will deliver me from this body of death. And I said, wretchedness is what we are before we found Jesus. We don't use that word, but that's what we were before we found Jesus. We were lost. And so we sang it the way she liked it. But the truth of the matter, we once were lost. If we know Jesus, we now are found. We were blind, but now we see. And if you don't know Jesus, you have the opportunity today. And if you know Jesus and you just feel like you've been blind and you need somebody to pray with you, we're here for you. If there's any other decision to unite with this church fellowship, we invite you to do that. Whatever decision is on your heart, feel free to come. Now we're going to stand and sing our hymn of invitation, Amazing Grace. It's great to see you all today and have a great week. I look forward again next week for us to be together. God bless you all. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time that we could gather to worship, to sing the songs of praises, not for our entertainment, but for your glory to have the music that's been played, that it's for your glory. We thank you for your wonderful, loving sacrifice. And just as you reached out to the blind man to give physical healing, that you reached out to us, all of us who were blind spiritually, to give us spiritual healing. So we thank you for that. Help us as we go through the week that we can touch other lives and share our faith and our love for you with them. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.